On September 12, 2001, two police officers were found alive under the smoldering rubble of the World Trade Center. John McLaughlin and Will Jimeno had spent nearly 24 hours crushed by cement and pinned by steel, talking each other into staying alive. They were among the last people rescued from beneath the buildings, and their story is the one Oliver Stone chose to tell in his new movie, World Trade Center. The script was based on interviews with the real men involved. We spoke with director Oliver Stone last night from his busy home in California. I asked him why the film never shows the planes actually hit the towers.
Once we made the choice to go with these stories of these men and women, we tried to stay inside their heads, their hearts, see it from their point of view. So naturally, it's a subjective movie, and neither of the two officers saw the planes hit.
What struck me at the start of the film is these officers are part of the Port Authority police, and they're on their way to the World Trade Center to help. They're in the concourse at the World Trade Center, and they're moving almost as if they're in slow motion. And I'm thinking, you know, you've got to get out of the way. The towers are about to collapse. But the film sort of shows us that we know that, but while all of this was unfolding, they didn't.
Yeah, well, I think you're hitting an essential truth about what drama does. You know, it's like we know something is going to happen. You know the hero is going to not die in the end, you know, that kind of a thing, or the hero is going to escape, and yet you want to watch it because you don't know how he does it, and you're in the moment with him. And that's kind of the power of film, too. It brings you into a real story. It's no longer a piece of journalism. It's no longer something you read about. It's something you feel emotionally. So the idea is to take you, the audience, with them into that tower.
And it really doesn't make it any easier to watch, knowing that they're going to be okay. It's still... It was difficult emotionally to watch this film. I struggled. I know the people all around me in the theater did. How did you decide that Americans are ready to look at September 11th on the big screen?
Listen, Debbie, I don't decide anything. I mean, I'm just a filmmaker. I put out the film, and, you know, it's up to people to go. It's up to your conscience and where you stand in relationship to that event. I mean, if you're an American or any world citizen, I think that there's a truth and a humility to the story, a modest remembrance of what happened that day. And I think many, many people have forgotten. You know, Debbie, we've moved so far beyond September 11th. It's like, why is that a boogeyman? Why isn't today a boogeyman? Because, you know, there's far worse horrors today, far more terror, far more fear, far more government, political fighting. I mean, we have to start somewhere, no? To look, to feel again. Remember when I did Platoon, there'd been some great movies about Vietnam, but, you know, Platoon was just a chance to go back and feel what it was like to be there on the ground. And I think those are always good movies to make, you know. I think once in a while you have to come back and just feel what other people are feeling in real life, feel with their hearts. It's a movie from the heart for me.
You know, I think it's interesting to be having a conversation with you about a movie that you've made from your heart. I would say you're probably best known as a political filmmaker, making films from a very strong viewpoint, critical of American government and society. I'll remind our listeners of a few of those. You mentioned Platoon, there's Born on the 4th of July, JFK, Natural Born Killers, Wall Street, Nixon. And this movie is really very different. It's not controversial, it's not political. In fact, you could almost call it conservative. The heroes are police officers and Marines and their families.
Yes.
Does this feel like as much of a departure for you as people are making it out to be?
No, I'm frankly I'm happy that I've been able to move around and change. You know, I'm a dramatist. I'm not a political filmmaker, although that's what you label me, but I'm a dramatist. I've always worked with people, real situations, as much as I could. Going back to Midnight Express, Scarface, even, you know, Any Given Sunday, the corporate world of football. You know, I tried to get inside what's going on in this country and in the world in general. How does society work? So to me, it was, it was illustrating the lives of these five people. And they may have been more conservative, but I just went about it the same way, you see, trying to get inside them and make you feel what they feel, walk in their shoes. Same technique, but different subject matter, you know.
The rescuer in your film, the ex-Marine sergeant who discovers John McLaughlin, mm-hmm, and Will Jimeno, He's standing on the rubble at the end of the film, and he quietly proclaims he'll avenge the attacks. You yourself were in the army in Vietnam. Do you feel like the attacks of September 11th can be avenged?
Oh boy, you're going for it right now. Are you saying that I'm countenancing what he's saying? No, because at the beginning of the movie, he says, you know, you people may not realize it or not, but we are now in a war. Remember, that's his first line. So, I mean, he sees it as a war, whereas John McLaughlin, the Nick Cage character, or Michael Peña character, don't see it that way. They're confused at the time. People respond different ways to that event, but people in America, many people were very angry, and they did go to war. And, you know, I could argue that I think it was a sensible thing to go to Afghanistan, and I think it was a sensible thing to try to get the people who did it, and I think they were there. And we almost had most of them, you know. It came very close. And then something changed in the political wind, so to speak, and we went to another war. And I don't know what that war had to do with the war that we had the empathy of the world for. In other words, the world was with us in Afghanistan and understood that we had a desire for vengeance, be that as it may.
Should we expect to see an Oliver Stone picture anytime in the future about the war on terror?
I wouldn't discount it, but it's not over, because if it's just not over. I mean, who knows what cards are on the table here? There could be worse coming, you know? So I think in a way we're in the boat, we're rocking in the boat here and of a potential world war, and here we are, you know, where is the patterns? You still don't understand everything that's going down.
Oliver Stone, thank you for speaking with us this weekend.
All right, Debbie, thank you.
Director Oliver Stone, whose latest film is World Trade Center.